morning. I'm glad y'all are here today. And I want to give a little plug. 2 weeks from today, I hope you'll be back. 2 weeks from today, we have a special guest speaker. Our friend Dr. Palmisano will be back to talk to us, and he's got a wonderful, wonderful lesson lined up for us about how the Bible came to be. So you don't want to miss that. 2 weeks from today, put it down on your calendar and be here for that. And Matthew, thank you for the Shema lesson this morning, actually for the whole series you've done, but the one this morning was particularly appropriate, I think, for what we're going to be talking about today. So thank you for doing that. Well, let's do a little review, shall we, where we've been over the last few weeks. And really where we've been has all fallen very neatly under our back to basics theme for the year. Back on October the 9th, 3 weeks ago, we had a special guest speaker that day. Y'all remember Marty Kuntz was here that day, our friend Marty Kuntz, Taylor's dad. And in the Bible class and in the sermon that he did for us that day, he presented to us an opportunity. An opportunity which, in my words the next week, not his words, but my words the next week, was to get back in the game, to get involved in, to be partners in, be participants in, be sharers in the mission work of the church. And we can do that by supporting Living Stone University in Uganda, Africa. You know, remember he talked about that and his words that day and the excitement and the enthusiasm that he was able to convey to us about that opportunity and the great possibilities for growing the kingdom of God that could arise from that work. I hope y'all remember that. Well, then the next Sunday after that, October the 16th, I tried to follow up on Marty's thoughts, and we looked at the Great Commission and then at how the Apostle Paul had accomplished so much in taking the gospel around the world as they knew it back then, to lands far away from Jerusalem where the church had started. And how he was helped, how Paul was helped in his mission work by others, which meant that those people who were helping him were partners in, they were participants in, they were sharers in the work that Paul was doing. And last week we talked about how we are living stones in the great spiritual temple that God is building. Y'all remember that? And how we're being formed and molded to be like Jesus, who is the chief cornerstone of that great spiritual temple. And we're being molded by our nearness to Him and by our nearness to the other living stones that make up this great spiritual temple. Okay, so now we're all caught up. Before we move into today's topic, I've got to do something. I've got to apologize. I've got to apologize to everybody who's a member here. Because I'm afraid that I said something a couple of weeks ago that might have been construed as a bit of an insult, a bit of an undeserved put-down to many of you. I mentioned just a couple of minutes ago what I said 2 weeks ago, and that was, it's time for Tammany Oaks Church of Christ to get back in the game. Time for us to get involved again in the mission of the church. Well, as we learned last week, or maybe 2 weeks ago, the Great Commission. Now, remember the Great Commission? Therefore, go and make disciples of all the nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. Teach these new disciples to obey all the commands I've given you. Be sure of this, I am with you always to the end of the age. The Great Commission could be simplified down into four words. Remember? Do y'all remember the four words? Go, make, baptize, teach. Y'all remember that? Well, the implication of my ill-considered words about getting back into the game, the implication of that is that nobody at Tammany Oaks has been involved in any way in the game, in the Great Commission. That nobody on any level was going, making, baptizing, teaching. Which is, of course, not true. It's not true at all. It's never been true about this church. You guys are out there. Y'all are helping new disciples make their way in their walk with God. You're gently pointing the people you're in contact with to the waters of baptism. You are teaching God's word and teaching God's will, whether formally or informally. You're doing it. And as for going, anytime you invite somebody to come and see what's going on here, anytime you tell somebody, look, I'm the way I am because of what Jesus has done in my life. You are going. You are involved in the mission. That's being a witness as you go. And so I am sorry for implying that none of this was happening at Tammany Oaks. I was wrong. Because of course it is. And I should never have implied otherwise. But I'm not sure whether I'm more sorry for that, or whether I'm more worried that nobody called me out on it. I had to figure this out on my own that I had done this. None of you said, oh, wait a minute. You shouldn't have said that. And I think the issue of both why I didn't realize what I had said when I had said it as being inappropriate and why nobody out there was really offended was because it was probably said in the context of a discussion of global missions, foreign missions, which is indeed something that Tammany Oaks Church of Christ as a body hasn't really been involved in very much in recent memory. Of course, missionary work in faraway lands is typically the first thing that springs to your mind, isn't it, when you think about the Great Commission. We remember that Jesus said, take the gospel to all the nations, to the ends of the earth, as Luke put it in Acts chapter 1. So maybe we tend to forget that being on mission is what we do every day here in our lives. Right here in our own city, our own village, whatever it is we live in here. But what do you think it takes to be a foreign missionary? One who goes to a faraway place to bring the good news of Jesus to the people who live there. Probably takes a lot of things, but my guess is that most people who serve roles as a foreign missionary have grasped hold of the two greatest commandments in a special way, in a way that many of God's people have not yet fully embraced. Let's take a look at the greatest commandments. Jesus replied, love the Lord your God with all your heart, right? With all your soul and mind. This is the first and the greatest commandment. And the second, most important, is similar. Love your neighbor as much as you love yourself. You can see how, in order to be a foreign missionary, that's got to be pretty much the foundation of your life, right? But you see this word there that says all, with all your heart. Man, for such a little bitty word, that is a powerful word, isn't it? It's a meaningful word. It's a deep word. Some of you people in here, I know what it is to play poker. Maybe some of you Cajuns play Bure. But when somebody's all in poker, they put all their chips into the pot. You know they're all in, right? All in. When the soldier takes his oath, you believe that he is all in, right? When people who are getting married say their vows to each other, we hope that they're all in, right? A missionary to a foreign land is someone who is all in for Jesus. He's all in for Jesus and his mission in the same way that Jesus himself was all in for the mission that he was on, right? Well, that's all well and good for those people, those kind of people, those foreign missionary kind of people, right? Ooh, but Jesus talks about being all in maybe here. Let's look at this verse. Well, he talked about it here, but let's look at another verse. Then he, Jesus, called the crowd to him along with his disciples and said, "Whoever wants to be my disciple must deny themselves, take up their cross, and follow me." I'm sure you noticed that this verse does not say, Jesus does not say, okay, for all you people who are going to be my foreign missionaries, go off to foreign lands, you've got to deny yourself and take up your cross. For the rest of you guys, hey, you know, whatever. Just whatever. You know, just take it easy. It's all going to be fun and games. It's going to be a good time. He didn't really say that, did he? This verse is for the foreign missionaries, and it's for you, and it's for me. It's for all of us. It's for all of God's people. Now, I know we wish, maybe, that he didn't say this to us. Sometimes we act like he didn't say this to us. But this verse is for all of his people. Being all in is for the foreign missionaries and for the regular, everyday, ordinary Joes of the kingdom. Just like you and me. That includes all of us sitting here comfortably in this wonderful environment where your only anxiety is this dude going to finish up in time for kickoff? But wow, this verse sounds like he's calling us to a life of work, life of struggle, a life of sacrifice. Yeah. Paul says the same thing here. So then, my friends, because of God's great mercy to us, I appeal to you, offer yourselves as a living sacrifice to God, dedicated to his service, and pleasing to him. This is the true worship that you should offer. Living sacrifices. God doesn't want your dead worship. He wants your living sacrifice. He wants all of you fully alive, fully engaged in his service, fully willing to do and to give anything and everything for God and his mission. All in. Showing up for church, which sometimes is a struggle for some of us, that's like the least that he wants from us and expects from us. Because it's no sacrifice to be here amongst people of like minds praising God. That's no sacrifice. Well, maybe a word which we would prefer over living sacrifice is commitment. How about that? Commitment. Jesus wants his followers to be fully committed to him and to his service. Fully committed to following him as closely as we can. So as I was getting ready for this, I came across a paper written by Professor Paul R. Shockley. He calls himself Dr. Shock, but anyway, Professor Paul R. Shockley, he's a professor of religion at the Stephen F. Austin University in Nacogdoches, Texas. Becky. Well, in this paper, he listed 62 indicators of whether or not a person is fully committed to being a follower of Jesus. And so I figure we're going to spend a couple of minutes on each one of those 62 indicators. And that'll be a good thing for us. You ready for that? Well, that might not be a bad idea someday. But instead, I think I'm going to tell you this story that he also mentioned in his paper. He found it through Focus on the Family, so I believe it's probably true. Anyway, the story is this. A lady sat down on an airplane next to a Marine who was coming home after serving for a year and a half in Desert Storm, in battle in Desert Storm. The lady said, "You must have thought about returning to your home and family many times while you were serving." The Marine said, "Oh no, we were taught never to think of what might never be, but to be fully available right where we are." Being fully available right where you are. Maybe that's the perfect definition of being committed. Maybe that's the perfect definition of a living sacrifice. Maybe this perfectly describes the all-in foreign missionary. I wonder if it in any way describes me or you. Because Jesus isn't really interested in followers who are part-timers. And followers who are holding back some. And followers who are hedging their bets. It's not just the foreign missionaries who have to be all in. It's all of us. And so, all that being said, we come back now to the challenge, to the opportunity that Marty Koontz presented to us 3 weeks ago. Helping Livingstone University. How can we, as a tiny little outpost of God's kingdom here in Mandeville, Louisiana, how can we do anything to help carry the good news of Jesus to the continent of Africa? We can. We can through this opportunity, through working with our friend Marty. But here's the truth. This opportunity comes with a price, as does everything about the kingdom of God. It will require sacrifice. It will require dedication. It will require being fully committed for the long term. Marty has asked that we consider a monthly commitment of $750. $750. And this amount will supply scholarships for 12 students at LIU. Students like our brother Bob here. We looked at his picture a couple weeks ago. He said, "This is going to be my song as I walk out of LIU to serve in any position God would put me in." That's the kind of graduates LIU is producing. Men and women who are going to be fully available right where they are. Men and women who are going to build the kingdom of God in Africa. It's an amazing opportunity, yes? But the only way this can happen, the only way that we can be like those ancient churches that we talked about a couple weeks ago that helped Paul in bringing the gospel all around the ancient world. The only way it's going to happen is for families here at Tammany Oaks, individuals here at Tammany Oaks, to step forward and commit themselves fully to this work. To commit themselves by saying, we as a family, or I as an individual, will give this amount, whatever that amount is, every month to support this mission effort. Here's the hard part. The amount, whatever it is, how can I say this without sounding crass? The amount, whatever it is, has got to be over and above, in addition to whatever your weekly contribution already is to the Tammany Oaks Church of Christ. Oh. And it won't be a one-time thing, or a one-month or a couple-of-month thing. But every month, every month, every month, from now on. I told you it would take dedication and sacrifice and commitment. And I can see the wheels turning in your heads. But preacher, have you seen what inflation is doing to my budget? Yeah. Sacrifice. But preacher, we don't know what tomorrow is going to bring. Yeah. Commitment. But preacher, I don't know if I'm strong enough to be fully committed to be all in like this. I know. Me too. Me too. But let me tell you something else I know. I'll let the Word tell you something else. The eyes of the Lord range throughout the earth to strengthen those whose hearts are fully committed to Him. What a promise. Strength. God's very strength is fully available to you right where you are when you decide to be fully available to Him right where you are. No, I know, we cannot do this on our own. Not with our own little strength. But through His strength, amazing things can happen. Because His eyes are ranging throughout the earth looking for those who are fully committed. Will He find you? So go home. Talk to your family. Get on your knees. Talk to God. See if He's calling you. See if He's calling you to this mission. Then talk to one of the shepherds and let us know. Perhaps we can be partners. Perhaps we can be participants. Perhaps we can be sharers in a wonderful mission for the kingdom of God. Perhaps that's what the Spirit is calling us to do. Let's stand and sing and encourage each other.